We got WEI.com's Chris Price, who's I'm happy that's joining us to break this down. Hey, Chris, you down there at Foxborough, I'm guessing.
Yes, sir, I am. Things are pretty much just wrapping up now. So how you doing?
I'm good. It's John Ryder on Red Sox Review, believe it or not, but actually really Patriots Draft Review, because I think more people are interested in what went on with the Patriots. It's so far the callers, Chris, there has been maybe one positive call as far as this draft pick goes. What are your thoughts?
It's an intriguing pick. I got to say, John, I'm not real crazy about this, but he does have a lot of things in his favor. He's a standout special teamer, and I think it's going to be interesting to see when they get him in here, get him into the mix, get him into the system, what they think of him. But I will say this, I think this can be construed in some way as an indictment on the play of the quarterbacks last year. I'm just really intrigued at you go out and you give Lee Bodden this big contract, and then you draft Darius Butler last year, and then you bring in another cornerback. At first blush, it's a bit of a confusing pick for me.
Is this because they have no faith in third-year guys like Will Height and Wheatley and Sean Springs, the veteran?
Yeah, I think this pretty much, you hesitate to say something like that, make a blanket statement like that. But again, I think it's an indictment on some of the corners that are here right now. Guys like Will Height and Wheatley, it's a confusing move. I think that the consensus was they needed to go after a pass rusher. There's still some pass rushers on the board. There's still some guys out there that I think represent value for them with one of those second-round picks. But a cornerback in the first round, I don't think anyone saw this coming.
Yeah, including yourself. So you thought that they were going to go after potentially a linebacker or someone on the defensive line here with that pick after moving down.
Yeah. This is a great year for those conversion types, those defensive ends, those outside linebackers, guys who were kind of stand up or kind of had their, guys who could make that conversion to the outside linebacker spot, who played defensive end in the pros, those pass rushers, those big guys, a Jerry Hughes, a Sergio Kindle, one of those guys like that. I thought those guys really stood out for me, and I thought those were the guys that they were going to go after. Also, quite frankly, they're a little thin at both the wide receiver position right now and at the tight end spot. I think, we all talked about it, and we talked about it today, and it was all over everywhere today, the possibility of Dez Bryant. He was out there as well. Guys like Gresham, Gronkowski, Dennis Pitta, those tight ends, those guys were out there as well. Again, in the context of all that, that's what makes this move so interesting, I'll put it that way.
And Dallas goes with Dez Bryant in the trade with the Patriots there. Did you think Bryant would fall that far down to 24?
I thought he would fall into the 20s. I didn't think that he would fall as far as he did. Although, we all knew that if Jerry Jones had a chance to take a shot on Dez Bryant after missing on Randy Moss all those years ago, in that context, it's not all that much of a big surprise when they went after a guy like Dez Bryant. But again, I thought Bryant would fall based on the character issues that have come up over the years, but I don't think he would have fallen that far.
No, I wasn't that surprised because I've seen a lot of different interviews and everything else with Josh McDaniels. I read some stuff that he was really intrigued by Tim Tebow, and I guess he was enough to pick him with the 25th pick. What'd you think of that?
The Broncos made a couple of really interesting moves. They were really active in the trade market, probably second only to the Patriots, I think. Bunch of trades in the first round. The pickup of Tim Tebow, it's an interesting deal. It's a really interesting deal when you consider that, they traded for Brady Quinn. They have Kyle Orton there. They already have a couple of quarterbacks on the roster. To bring in a guy like Tebow into that environment, it's an interesting move, to say the least.
Well, dude, that's why I thought it was somewhat strange, even though I'm not surprised Denver did it, but with the quarterback situation, you have Kyle Orton and Brady Quinn. Those aren't tremendous, great quarterbacks. You thought maybe if a team was going to take a flyer on him as a quarterback for the future, they'd already have an experienced guy there. So do you think Denver will use him with another position, or how do you think that they'll use him?
I think they're going to redshirt him essentially for a year, maybe two, and they get him into that system and they get him into the playbook. I don't think they're going to put anything on his shoulders the first year, and I think that's really the right move if you're going to take Tebow. I don't think Tebow is a good fit to go to a team, or would have been a good fit to go to a team where he would have had to play immediately right out of the gate. I think this is a good situation for him. He can sit, he can learn behind guys like Orton and Brady Quinn, and he can progress, he can mature, he can get up to speed at the NFL level, and then a year or two down the road, then they'll be able to put that on their shoulders. I don't think he's ready for it right now.
Chris, any other surprises for you in the first round?
I think Jacksonville's pickup of Alualu right there at 10 was a bit of a stretch, to say the least. But again, I think that the Patriots were really provided a real surprise for fans and for the rest of the NFL and what they did. They're trading back, they're constant trading back, and not going after pass rusher. It's going to be interesting to see what they do tomorrow in the rest of the weekend if they do go after one of those pass rushers, if they see value in one of those second-round picks and try and get after a pass rusher or go after one of those tight ends to improve those areas of need.
So they have 3 second-rounders coming up and also a number 3 that they got, third-rounder that they got from Dallas as part of that trade. What do you think they need to do with these 4 picks coming up? And also, do you think that they'll make another deal to trade down even further?
You know what? I thought if they were going to make a deal, they were going to use one of those third-round picks or bundle those third-round or second-round picks, I'm sorry,
right,
as currency in trying to make a move. But I do think that there are more moves out there. I think they have more picks in the top 90 than any team in the draft. They have 5 picks in the top 90, and there's still some value on the board. So right now we can see, and I know a lot of fans are not crazy about this pick, but the draft has really just started. If they're able to go out and land a blue chipper in the second round, you know, maybe bundle those picks and move up again. And they have some maneuvering, basically, at this point on their draft board. They can make some moves.
So lastly, what do you think they have to address here with their remaining picks?
I think they have to get a pass rusher. I think that they have to identify the best pass rusher out there on the board, whether that's a defensive end, whether that's an outside linebacker, and they have to go after them. They were one of the worst teams in the league last year when it comes to putting pressure on the quarterback, and they need to remedy that. Then they need to go out and maybe build some depth at the tight end spot and maybe get some depth at the wide receiver position. I think those are the 3 things that you really worth keeping an eye on this weekend when it comes to Patriots in the draft.
And can you find some solid guys there where they're picking in the second round, you think, as far as addressing that stuff?
Well, the constant battle between with this team when it comes to team building via the draft is value versus overall talent. I think a lot of fans out there want talent, but really what the Patriots are more interested in a lot of times is value, and I think that's what they're going to try and find here with these second-round picks, these 3 second-rounders, the 5 picks in the top 90. Obviously, they already used one tonight. They do, like I said, they have some room to maneuver, so, you know, the draft has gotten off to a confusing start for the Patriots, but there's a long way to go.
Don't expect anything less, right, Chris? That's where I said
exactly.
The confusing and the Patriots.
Put it this way, it's never boring down here.
All right. Excellent stuff, Chris. Appreciate it. As always, good stuff.
No worries. Take care.
All right. Thanks. That's Chris Price. Check out his stuff on WEEI.com. He's down there covering the draft and the Patriots. He'll continue to do so throughout the rest of the week as this draft continues.